Hello, it's Vanessa, and welcome to my podcast, A Journey with Vanessa Chu. I appreciate you for being here, whether you just started listening or whether you've been listening from the very beginning. On this show, I've shared the challenges and struggles I've been through, how I've grown from those experiences, and how taking care of our emotional and mental health is so important to our overall well-being. I've talked a lot about emotional healing in a lot of my previous episodes, like my series on grief. I shared the grieving process I went through after a relationship heartbreak and the ups and downs I experienced as I was working through grieving this loss in my life. I also talk about my love-hate relationship with grief. I know that loss and grieving is a part of life, but that doesn't mean I like it. If you want to listen to those episodes, it's a series of 5 episodes that start with Grief 101 in the titles. In today's episode, though, I actually want to talk about physical healing and some of the similarities I've noticed and experienced with physical and emotional healing. I got into a car accident a few months ago, and I've had to do a lot of physical healing since then, and some emotional healing too. So the accident was actually my fault, and I felt absolutely terrible about it. I am incredibly grateful that the other driver and passenger walked away from the accident, and I did too, but I still felt really awful about it. I had to work through thoughts like, I'm a terrible person because this was all my fault, and now everyone will think I'm an awful driver. They're never going to trust me again. But a few of my friends reminded me that I'm not a bad person and accidents happen. Once I internalized that and believed it, I was able to focus on my physical healing. The whiplash was just awful. It was so painful, and I immediately booked all the appointments I could to see my doctor. I went to physio, a massage, chiropractor, kinesiologist, acupuncture. I did all the things because I wanted to get back to my regular routine without pain. And I felt like I was gradually getting better, and I was super happy about it. All of the health professionals I was seeing, they were really super happy about my progress as well. I was feeling stronger every day, and I thought, yeah, I can definitely make a full recovery. I can do it. I'm going to be okay. I was consistently going to all of my appointments each week, but exactly 2 months after the accident happened, the neck pain came back, and I felt so sad and so frustrated about it. I felt like I had made all this awesome progress, so why am I feeling pain again? And I had these thoughts for an entire week, just really frustrated, really irritated, and just really, really sad. And then I heard a voice that said, Vanessa, healing is not linear. I'm pretty sure I've said this same phrase in my other podcast episodes too. Like when I experienced a breakup and going through the grieving and healing process, that is definitely not linear. I had a session with my kinesiologist recently, and I was sharing with her how frustrated I was that the neck pain came back the week prior. And she nodded and she said, yeah, I get that. It's like 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Which is totally how this is for me now in my physical healing process. And I know it's the same for my emotional healing process as well. There were some days in the grieving process where I felt like I was moving forward, and some days where I was just super sad again. But I knew I had to accept all of those emotions in order to move through the grieving process. And also, accepting doesn't mean I like those emotions. So just because I have this pain in my body that is showing up again, it doesn't mean I'm not getting stronger and making steps towards healing, because progress is not linear. I know I'm making progress because even though I'm experiencing some pain again, I'm able to do movements and exercises and stretches that I wasn't able to do right after the accident happened. I wanted to talk about one more thing before wrapping up this episode. A book I'm reading that has been very helpful in my healing process, both emotionally and physically. It's called How to Be Sick, A Buddhist-Inspired Guide for the Chronically Ill and Their Caregivers by Tony Bernhard. Tony Bernhard was a university law prof who was at the top of her game in her career at the University of California. And she was doing that for 22 years. And then she suddenly got very, very sick and couldn't work anymore. In this book, she shares her story and the Buddhist practices that have helped her accept the changes in her health. In one of the chapters called The Present Moment as Refuge, she describes one practice she uses to bring her back to the present moment when she starts spiraling into negative thoughts and ruminating about the past, which is totally something that I do sometimes. So she talks about describing the present moment you're experiencing objectively. And this is a practice she actually borrows from Byron Katie, who is another really awesome author. So that is the key to describe your present moment objectively. In this passage, she writes, "Leave out emotionally charged words such as horrible or unbearable. For example, instead of saying, sitting in my car with horrible neck pain or on my bed feeling unbearably depressed, simply say, sitting in my car with neck pain or on my bed feeling depressed. Leaving out the emotional descriptors minimizes the likelihood that you'll start spinning stressful stories that will only make you feel worse. Stories such as how the neck pain or the depression will never go away. Everything changes. No physical or mental symptom is set in stone." So timely that I would read that passage recently, because what she wrote is exactly how I was feeling right after the car accident. And last week when the neck pain came back, I thought, this pain is never going to go away. It feels terrible and it's so painful. I'm going to have to live with ongoing chronic neck pain forever for the rest of my life. It's true, though, what she wrote, that everything changes. And this is one thing I have learned from Buddhist teachings. Nothing lasts forever. Pain, pleasure, happiness, sadness. So I used this practice a few times in the last week. I would often describe my neck pain as terrible. Sitting on my couch with terrible neck pain. Instead, I say sitting on my couch with neck pain. Right now, actually, I'm standing in my recording space with no neck pain. So it's true. Everything changes. Nothing lasts forever. You don't have to be chronically ill to take away some really lovely practices in this book that can help you through any degree of pain and suffering. Again, the book is called How to Be Sick, A Buddhist-Inspired Guide for the Chronically Ill and Their Caregivers by Tony Bernhard. I will also put that in the show notes if you want to check it out. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you have any thoughts or questions about this episode or anything else you've heard on my show, send me an email, hello@vanessachu.com.